I am not a progressive. I am not a liberal who's so afraid of the word that I had to change my name to progressive.
I'm not either.
Liberals amuse me. I am a socialist. I live to the extreme left.
Right.
The extreme left of you mere liberals, okay?
Yes, MSNBC anchor Lawrence O'Donnell, who got his exclusive interview with Lunch Bucket Joe yesterday. It was a real fluff fest. We've got a little of it for you. Yeah, it's good to be a Democrat. Everywhere you turn, they got socialists waiting to pose as journalists and, you know, interview you. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. Joe Biden being interviewed by Lawrence O'Donnell, honestly. Dumb and dumber, and a lot more than that. Good Thursday to you, and welcome. We remain at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Pretty wild out there, the big congressional hearing yesterday on the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Apparently the only riot that's ever taken place. And MSDNC, they don't cover the news, of course, but I'm not sure I finished out the hour, but I came close to finishing up the 6 a.m. hour with Mika Brzezinski. I think her husband is in therapy or something today, electroshock. He wasn't there. He should be in a rubber room with a straitjacket on. Do we still put people in rubber rooms with straitjackets? And if so, why don't we put more of them there? Because I think there are a lot of people wandering around my neighborhood that probably belong there. And there are a bunch of them up on Capitol Hill with offices and staffs. You know, they have staffs. And a lot of them ought to be in rubber. But MSDNC today, all about the awful, terrible, horrible Republican Party, and how dare they say that the only people that died that day were Trump supporters. You know, and that's a statement of clear and obvious fact, but never mind that. Officer Brian Sicknick did die of a stroke the next day, and that's a tragic death, to be sure. But, you know, they misrepresent everything and then accuse you of lying when you tell the truth. It's kind of an amazing thing. Certainly is. And they didn't talk about the border, big story there, or inflation. Inflation is over 4% now. We have 8.1 million jobs that remain unfilled. Schools still closed across the country. You see this great thing, the school teacher, California, naturally, who refuses to return to work. But then she sent out a post telling everybody that for the next 2 weeks she's going to be in Mexico. She refuses to return to work to teach the kids in person because of the health risks associated with returning to in-person teaching. But she's headed off to merry old Mexico for 2 weeks for a wedding. I'll get to that shortly. Pretty remarkable stuff. We've got war and mayhem because in Israel because the terrorist group Hamas, backed by the terrorist nation Iran, funded by the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administration with tens of billions of dollars that they're using to strike mayhem throughout the region and the world. But never mind that. We have that essentially a war going on against Israel, Israel defending itself. And the Democrats like Ilhan Omar and the squad, members of the squad and beyond, coming out in support of the terrorists and not in favor of American allies. But the Iran-backed terrorist group Hamas has broad support in the Democrat Party. And, you know, on the we'll get to that, too, because that's remarkable stuff. The Democrat Party is on the wrong side of history. And they're not on our side, let's say. They're not on the side of our allies. They're on the side of Iran and Hamas. And that's a number of Democrat members of the House of Representatives and beyond. And the deafening silence from Obama. So I keep calling him Obama. From Biden and from the Democrats is worthy of note. Worthy of note. And there was a story yesterday that the Biden administration was going to resume construction of President Trump's border wall. They came out and they might be lying again because they do that a lot. And they clarified, you know, it's like when the New York Times clarifies something, it means that everything they told you before was a lie. And now they're clarifying by telling you that everything they told you before was not true. That's a clarification. They clarified, no, they're going to do repair work on a levee because, you know, big old levee going to break. And if the levee breaks, you got no place to go. And like that. So And the border is, of course, in pandemonium. The Middle East is in pandemonium. We have gas lines and fights going on at gas stations on the East Coast of the United States. And none of it seems to reflect at all, if you watch the news media, on the Biden White House or the Biden presidency. We're barely, 114 days in, America held hostage, day 114. Bum, 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 bum. And all of these calamities going on all over the place. By the way, what happened to those 21,000 children that the U.S. government had in custody, and then they made them vanish for a photo op, and the news media applauded and said, yay, there are no more children in hot dog wrappers in the big tent. They're not in chained, well, they are in chain cages. They're in chain link cages, but that was okay because Democrats put them there. So it's better when Democrats put little non-English-speaking children in chain-link cages. The New York Times and CNN approve of it. So now it turns out, they said it priority repairs, and it turns out it's a flood levy, and it's a remediation. That's what they're calling it now. They like to use words that minimize all of their absurdities and hypocrisies, but never mind that. No new wall. So we got that going for us. We got lots of good stuff. We've got updates on some COVID stuff. And race, you know how the Democrats love race. Everything with them is about race. Because what is the reason for that? Oh, it's because they're racists. Oh, that's what it is. They're the party of racism, and they always have been. Oh, that's what it is. And with that, actually, Michael, let me see. We've got lots of great stuff for you today. You know, the border, we do have border stuff, and I want to get to that. And the pipeline with the fights at the gas stations, you see the woman crash into the man's car trying to cut in line, and then she got out and walked over to him, and he rolled his window down like, what are you doing? And he couldn't open his door anyway because she crashed into the driver's side of his car, not at a high rate of speed or anything, but bumped into him. And she walked over and walked up to him and spit in his face while he's in his car. She crashed into him, none of that came up on MSDNC. I think it might be Trump's fault on CNN, though. It's pretty remarkable stuff. And the Democrats, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, virulent anti-Semites, I think it would be generous to call them. To call them anti-Israel would understate the case very considerably. While Israel is under attack by the Iran-backed Hamas radical Islamic terror group, they enjoy the support of many Democrat members of Congress. And the news media doesn't raise an eyebrow at that. No, because, you know, the real problem in America is white racists. Don't you know that? It's white racists. And we've got, you know, Michael, let's go to the nice lady in Virginia who went to the school board meeting. Because this is a good place to start. And then we'll get back to the terrible white supremacists are the biggest threat to humanity other than the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the biggest threat to the downfall of democracy worldwide, a danger to the world. And this is MSNBC this morning, all this stuff. So, you know, there's this the left are peddling this racist trope called critical race theory. Critical race theory. And it was ginned up by extremists, radicals, hardcore leftists who are always racists. But it's okay. They're good racists. They're anti-white racists. And they're anti-Asian racists, too, let's be honest. You know, you can't get into Harvard anymore if you're Asian because the liberals there are racists because they're not liberals. They're leftists. But critical race theory is something that the Democrats are trying to indoctrinate everybody's children with. And it holds all this crazy stuff that America really started in 1619 because not 1776, you know, but a century and a half earlier, because that's when the first African slave arrived on the shores of what a century and a half later would become the United States of America. They're not caught up in these conventional notions of timelines and things like that. But it's horribly racist and racially divisive and un-American, anti-American thing that the Democrat Party, owned by the hard left, that they're peddling in schools, big and small, rich and poor. And it's about tearing down the country and dividing the country along lines of race, class, and gender, and lying about history. You know, they tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln and things like that. There was a school board meeting, and this is kind of a fun story out of Virginia, in Loudoun County, Virginia. A lot of stuff going on there lately. and a wonderful woman, mother of children, showed up at the school board meeting. The Daily Caller has a story on it. The Washington Post does not, because they're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party press release business. A mother spoke out against the use of critical race theory, also known as CRT. It's not just a cathode ray tube anymore. Now it's critical race theory as well, calling it racist and abusive. In a clip that's been identified by some footage from a May 11th Loudoun County School Board meeting. The mother started by quoting the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his I Have a Dream speech, and she went on from there. Now let's go to this this nice lady. And you don't even want to share her name, because the left is so crazy that, and this is part of the problem we have, is the violent criminal left attacking people at home, from members of the Senate to members of the media and beyond, to just show up in the newspapers. And if the left doesn't agree with you, they'll show up at your home and like jackals seeking to slake their thirst on the blood of innocent children, they will show up at your home and threaten and menace you. Broke Lindsey Graham's front window on Capitol Hill, the violent mob of criminals. Interestingly, MSNBC was never upset about that. But here's the nice lady from the Loudoun County School Board meeting. And she just told it like it is. She's a mother, and she's had enough of it. Now, there's a secret that I want to share with you at the end of this. Listen to, it's about a minute long, this nice mother at Loudoun County School Board meeting telling the truth about critical race theory.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet, respectfully.
Boom, dropped the mic. She walked away on that note. I would say meet and greet, but greet and meet is fine too. And this is, you know, this Loudoun County school system has really proved to be run by lunatics over there. They remember the Loudoun County School Board, who is now the subject of a recall campaign. Her name is Beth Bartz. She's sending text messages, and they're all crazy, and they're talking about declaring war on parents who wanted to reopen schools 5 days a week. How dare you? How dare you threaten to reopen schools so that the teachers will earn their pay, because, you know, it's too dangerous to go back. The woman in question, unidentified, is African-American, her children, I'm guessing, probably are African-American as well. And she's telling it like it is about critical race theory. And honestly, more than a half a century ago, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King talked about living in a country and a world where children are judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. The Democrats have rolled all that back. They really honestly have rolled all that back big time. And more than a half a century, they've set us back. Absolutely extraordinary stuff. It really is. These are interesting times. African-American mother has to go down there. And again, these Loudoun County teachers that are talking behind the back about targeting, and this is not the only school district where the teachers and members of the school board talking about targeting and punishing parents that want to do what's best for their children. It's quite extraordinary. These are extraordinary times. And I've got more on this because the Attorney General of the United States was on Capitol Hill yesterday. He knows what the real enemy is and who the real enemy is in the United States. We've got that coming up for you as well. You know what feels really great? You know what feels great? Paying off your high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving yourself a whole lot of money. Refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. The good people at LightStream offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. That's an awful lot lower than the average credit card interest rate, still more than 18% APR. What decade is it? Is Jimmy Carter back? There are no fees for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what LightStream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, you can apply to LightStream, get a special interest rate discount, save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant, LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, the rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Taking it to the streets there, Mom. That was great stuff, Loudoun County Public Schools. And African-American woman, and she, at the end, she said, "We are coming together." She's talking about parents, not based on race. She's not a racist. The people running the school board pitching this critical race theory stuff are the racists, obviously. I keep hoping that the truth will win the day, but obviously not without a fight. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Okay. Yeah, I love the nice lady in Loudoun County, and yeah, it would be nice if we came together. The Democrats don't want us to come together. They want us pitted against each other based on race, based on class, based on gender, of which they have 58 now, the Democrats. Republicans still have two genders with a little bit of wiggle room. So, you know, I've been using that exact same phrasing for about 15 years, that there are two genders with a little bit of wiggle room. Because like Stevie Fisher that I went to grade school with, it's, you know, it's like that. All right, let's see. What time is it? I don't really have time to take a call. I want to come to your calls very shortly. Right now, there's not enough time to do you justice, to give you time to speak. But we're coming to you very shortly. And Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the entire United States of America, was on Capitol Hill yesterday. And, you know, he knows what the real problem is in the United States. It's white people. You know how those white people are. And Pat Leahy, is he still up and taking nourishment, Senator Patrick Leahy? He's been, when I was 5 years old, I think he was a senator. It must be great to be a senator. You get to... It's almost like being a Supreme Court justice, except Supreme Court justices have to do something every now and then. Senators, not really, not so much. They just water around and they wear chalk stripe suits and get taken to lunch by lobbyists and mumble and dodder around, bump into stuff like Joe Biden. Hey, Joe Biden was a senator for about 100 years, too.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, this is this administration and the Democrats today and their whole race thing is just the most awful thing I've seen. I've been paying attention to politics and Washington stuff for a long time now, and I've never seen it this awful. I've never seen our political leadership be this horrible, be this terrible. Speaking of which, I'm going to get to, you know, Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar, these really frothy extremists, radicals, anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Semites, racists, you know, and commies. They're basically commies, let's be honest. Remarkable, remarkable stuff. The Biden administration, they had the testifying. They sent the attorney general up to Capitol Hill yesterday to testify. And Biden officials, the breaking news yesterday, Biden officials testify that white supremacists are the greatest threat to America. And that's the newspaper, The Hill, with that headline and the big story. White supremacists are the biggest threat to America. Really? Give me some examples of all that. Can you give me some examples of that? Because I'd like to know what you're talking about here. And that's it. But they had Merrick Garland. Remember, he was the guy who was going to be on the Supreme Court, but then he wasn't because, you know, it was not to be. It was not his destiny. It was not his fate. But testifying on Capitol Hill in a Senate hearing yesterday, Merrick Garland explaining, and honestly, I mean, we've been watching Black Lives Matter. It was a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, Texas, a couple of years ago. Now, five police officers were assassinated. I think eight more were wounded by a lunatic, Micah Xavier Johnson, who forced the police to kill him. That was an actual mass murder, mass assassination, and a suicide attack. And then the massacre of police officers in Baton Rouge, the double homicide of police officers in New York City, officers Ramos and Liu really getting the ball rolling with the attacks on police, the violent criminal attacks by Democrats on police that the Obama administration, Barack Obama, got the ball rolling on that anti-police crusade. And, you know, the terrorist attacks on the White House for several days, the president and first family would be evacuated, setting the historic church on fire. More than 110, way over 110 police officers injured in that attack on the White House that went on for days. All of that stuff. And these are all lefties, all lefties. Dozens of people shot and killed. You remember, what was the guy's name? You know, they've killed so many people, Burnell Trammell and Officer David Dorn and Jay Danielson in Portland, a Trump supporter that was murdered standing on the street by left-wing support. That was another that suicide by police situation. They chased him down and killed him. He was holed up in a house 100 miles away, and the police killed him. But somehow they keep coming back to this, and I guess maybe these are the white supremacists they're talking about, because, I mean, the attacks, the suicide attacks in New York and Dallas and Baton Rouge were all African-American men, and those suicide attacks on police. The murder of Aaron, his name is Aaron, but he went by Jay Danielson in Portland. That was by a white guy, suicide by police. The thousands of police injured across the country by Democrats, you know, mobs, violent criminal mobs of Democrats. A lot of them at Black Lives Matter rallies and things like that. And here's the Attorney General, Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the United States, yesterday doing a little dog and pony with his Democrat pals in the United States Senate.
In March of this year, the intelligence community, in a report drafted by DHS, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center, under the auspices of the Director of National Intelligence, assessed that domestic violent extremists pose a elevated threat in 2021.
Yeah.
And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Really? All right, and give me some examples of that, because I just gave a handful of examples of mass murder of police in Dallas, suicide attack, mass murder of police in Baton Rouge, suicide attack, double murder of police in New York, suicide attack, all African-American. The number of police murdered last year, much higher than the average year, overwhelmingly not whites. I'm not aware of a single white supremacist attack killing police. There may have been. And I'm sure that CNN and the Washington Post would make a lot of hay out of it if they had an example like that to seize on for the sake of their party, the Democrat Party. But I honestly just don't see that. Now, they like to pretend that the riot at the Capitol on January 6th was white supremacy. There's no reason to believe that at all. There was that one woman, her name was Heather Heyer, was killed in Charlottesville, right? And because a crazy guy ran his car into a crowd. Never mind the gang of people with clubs behind him and wearing masks before the COVID came along, attacking his car. Never mind that. Never mind all the riots and all the sacking, the attacks on our institutions and courthouses and statues and parks and people and the inauguration and the inaugural balls and the inauguration day burning limousines, attacking businesses and banks and. You know, never mind all of that stuff, right? Because none of that qualifies, I guess. Our FBI is not to be trusted or believed anymore. It's a tragic thing to have to say, but it's just awful. And Merrick Garland, I'm glad he's not on the Supreme Court, and he just has a temporary job here. Now let's go to Senator Patrick Leahy. Senator Patrick Leahy has been in the Senate since 1974. He's in 1974. Again, I was riding a Schwinn bike. Not even a Suburban. It was a Stingray, I think, in 1974. And he's he's 81 years old, but he's been kind of senile since he was in his 50s. Bernie Sanders, 79 years old, and the Senate is really a great place to be. Was he the junior senator? Amazing. So here's Senator Patrick Leahy trying to inhale and get out a thing. Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. He's talking. Here's Senator Patrick Leahy on all of this with. Mayorkas was there as well. It's Mayorkas technically in Espanol, but Mayorkas was there, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, and Merrick Garland is there. And, these dangerous, crusty old white people are the problem.
You do agree with your predecessors that white supremacist extremists remain the most persistent lethal threat in the home.
To Mayorkas.
I do believe they do at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney General Garland, do you agree?
Battles.
I do, and that's the most recent assessment.
He agrees with himself.
FBI.
Now, he agrees with himself. You see that Garland was the one who said it in the first place, and then he asks the Attorney General if he agrees with the Attorney General. That's what just happened there. Man, I'm telling you, these are the people running our country. Pretty remarkable times, to be sure. All right, let's go to the telephones. Now, I mean, again, if I'm a senator, I'm going to say, can you rattle off some examples of what you're talking about for me here? because you got Charlottesville and Heather Heyer was killed by a 19-year-old who was raised on pharmaceuticals because they wanted to keep him. He was fidgeting in school or something, so they put him on. And now he's in prison forever. So that's one homicide. It was a terrible incident. It was. How does that compare to five police officers being assassinated by a sniper with a rifle at a Black Lives Matter parade rally where Al Sharpton was present in Dallas, Texas? Where does that rank? The double homicide of police officers by what was his name? Ishmael Brinsley, a convert to Islam. But it wasn't an Islamic attack. It was a left-wing attack on the police officers there. How does it compare to all those? Honestly, it goes on and on. Left-wing violence is not scored as left-wing violence, you see. Left-wing riots are not scored as riots. They're mostly peaceful demonstrations for racial justice. That's what the Washington Post says today. It's remarkable. Let's go to the, and that's why I remark on it. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jay calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Jay, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Jay.
I'm so happy to speak to someone who has sought the high ground in the swamp. And it is you. You have done it. And thank you for your positions and your shedding of light to us. I've been pondering the death of Ashley Babbitt, and I had three things that have bothered me.
Okay.
One, we accept that it was a police officer that killed her. Mm-hmm. We accept that it was not intentional. And
I don't know if we accept that. The police officer intentionally killed her and she was unarmed. Now, the left has spread a little rumor like may have been accidentally pulled the trigger or something. I don't accept that at all. There's been no actual investigation. We don't know the name of the police officer. The Merrick Garland's Justice Department has already decided that the officer will face no charges, no consequence. I don't think even an investigation beyond, you know, the sort of quick brush over the whitewash that they conducted. Yeah, an unarmed woman, Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force vet, was shot and killed by a police officer in the Capitol while unarmed. Well, she was trespassing. So, you know, from now on, I just like to see the police shoot and kill unarmed trespassers, especially women, at all the left-wing events that they have here. But I'm sorry, Jay, go right ahead.
Chris, we accept that it was a police officer only because we've been told it's a police officer, and the swamp wants us to believe that.
Well, I think it is a police officer. I don't think there's anybody suggested that it's anyone other than a police officer, and there is the video. But in any case, proceed.
I know in the video, the young man that made the video in one of his first statements said he thought it was a female. He said it was a business suit. It was a bracelet. He said this on film.
Yeah. Yeah, and, no, I know what you're talking about here. What is the third item on the killing of Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol on January 6th?
My third item is she's supposed to have representation and the suit is supposed to take place.
Yeah, that's right. The family is suing for $10 million. Yeah.
Yes, and I believe that will go away, and the money will be paid because that's cheap to protect the person that really shot and killed an unarmed protester who was wrong in doing what she did.
That's right.
But we do not have authorization to murder people just because they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, well, you're right, Jay. And, you know, let me say, I mean, there's a lot in what you've said there. And thank you for the call. Yeah, it's a police officer. There is some still ambiguity because the news media and, you know, and the Justice Department haven't really investigated and they haven't released a lot of information because they don't have to. And don't you know who they are? Ashley Babbitt, a young woman from California, was here for the rally and got apparently swept up in events. 14-year Air Force veteran, had deployed overseas. She was actually laughing when she was shot and killed by the police officer. And there has been a lot of conjecture. The video doesn't tell the whole story. A couple of different videos, actually. There has been some conjecture that the police officer was, and I think the police officer was in plain clothes in a business suit rather than in a U.S. Capitol Police uniform. Some conjecture that it was a woman. I don't think that a police woman. I don't think that was the case. Some suggested, oh, maybe the police officer accidentally pulled the trigger. I don't have any reason to believe that either. It looked quite deliberate. If that was an accidental pull of the trigger, then the person shouldn't be allowed to be a police officer and carry a gun. You know, they're putting police officer Kim Potter on trial for the shooting of Daunte Wright, who had just assaulted the police, was fleeing the police in a car, was wanted on a warrant for an armed robbery and possibly a second case of gun charges, and not showing up in court, was pulled over for not having, well, for having expired tags. And Kim Potter, that police officer, is being put on trial in Minnesota. Excuse me, wherever she is, that's the Ohio case. It's hard to keep them all straight. And, you know, just the ones that count for the Democrat Party's agenda, because, you know, a whole lot of unarmed white people have been killed by the police since Daunte Wright was killed. None of them make the news, of course, but why would that be important? And, you know, George Floyd was killed by the police. There are more stories on the George Floyd incident in the Washington Post today. More stories on the January 6th riot at the Capitol today. But interestingly, they never follow up and make a steady case for all of the left-wing violence against the police, against the country, against Trump supporters, against, you know, those don't become issues. So, yeah, Jay Ashley Babbitt was killed, and it's the one case that was ruled a homicide from that day by the coroner in Washington, D.C., was the case of Ashley Babbitt. There were two deaths by heart attack. There was one death by accidental drug overdose. And then, of course, Officer Brian Sicknick died the next day of strokes. But the news media lied to us about that for months. And also the U.S. Capitol Police and the D.C. government, Democrat left-wing government, kept under wraps the facts of the Brian Sicknick death for months. And then, oh, but he wasn't killed by a Trump supporter hitting him in the head with a fire extinguisher. Although, ask your average Democrat, and they'll still tell you that. Ask your average CNN anchor, and they'll still tell you that. You know, when it comes to car and home insurance, I think we deserve better. Don't we deserve better? You know what I did? I put my policies to the test. I went to Gabby. Gabby literally stands for Get a Better Insurance. Gabby, G-A-B-I. Getting a better insurance with Gabby means getting a better price for the same insurance coverage that you have now. Who knew something like this existed? Come on, it's a hotels, rental cars. Now your insurance. It's really great and easy to use. They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. You get an apples-to-apples comparison, the coverage that you currently have, with 40 of the top insurance providers in the United States, like Progressive and Nationwide and Travelers, all in one place, very easy to use. You use your current insurance information to get started, and in just a few minutes, you'll be able to compare, again, apples-to-apples, quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. And it's free to use. Gabby customers, on average, save $961 a year. And they never sell your information, so you don't get in line for annoying spam and robocalls when you use Gabby. Put your insurance policies to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's entirely free for you, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/plant. That's GABI.com/plant. Gabby.com/plant. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, well, you know, two parties, two standards, no waiting. Yeah, and it's not, you know, the idea that it was an accidental shooting. I just, I never accepted that. Some suggested the police officer's woman. I don't believe that to be true. And the Capitol Police, because they work for the Congress, they're not subject to the laws of gravity or to Freedom of Information Act requests because, you know, they're corrupt up there on Capitol Hill. And the laws that apply to us don't apply to them.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yes, we had the nice lady in Loudoun County, Virginia, giving the school board a little bit of what for about this critical race theory, you know, teaching racism in order to combat racism, which is typical of the left. Their brains do not work as designed. Oklahoma City, of all places, which still is in Oklahoma. The headline is Oklahoma City School Board denounces new law banning the teaching of critical race theory as, quote, protecting white fragility. You know, you can't teach them much. The governor there, Governor Stitt, they have an 8-member Oklahoma City Public School Board, and they unanimously denounced a new law signed by the Republican governor there, Kevin Skitt, that bans the teaching of critical race theory in public schools, in the state's public school curriculum, right? And a board member there, Ruth Veals, the story notes, who is black and Native American, because nothing matters more than race. What's her gender out of the list of 58? She argued that they're just attempting to stifle speech. That's ironic. And that this law is designed to protect white fragility. White fragility. The words that are occurring to me now, I can't say because of FCC regulations.